Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. Today, I'm visiting with Tom Bliss from the Southeast Nebraska Development District.
So my name is Tom Bliss. I've been the director of the Southeast Nebraska Development District, or SIND, since 2017. Prior to that, I was the director for a similar organization in St. Joseph, Missouri for 14 years. And there, we served six counties across Kansas and Missouri.
Tom gives an overview in its mission of SEND.
SEND's particular mission, I usually define it as being an advocate for rural communities. So many times small towns are overlooked and left behind at the expense of large cities. So SEND's board and staff listen to our constituents, the people that live in these small towns across our region. And then we carry that message to Lincoln and Washington, D.C. And we hope that we are the champion or their voices while in these state and federal capitals.
He gives some key accomplishments and highlights for SEND.
So based on our 16-county plan, really SEND focuses on housing, broadband, all the lending, infrastructure, and we've been really fortunate to make strides in each of these areas. For example, with broadband, SEND was instrumental in completing the statewide internet mapping program that showed actual speeds versus advertised speeds for your internet providers. We've secured additional federal funding for more broadband activities across our region. And then we also help prepare a digital equity component to the state's broadband plan. We've also been successful, and we recently awarded a $1.2 million brownfield grant from the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA. And while this is important, or why this is important, is this allows us to provide free environmental reviews for communities.
Talking about housing, Tom mentions home buying programs SEND offers.
So SEND offers a number of housing programs, from down payment assistance, renovating existing homes, packaging USDA home loans, which are really good loan programs for that first-time home buyer. We do new construction, as well as this new home lift project that we're trying to do. While some of the programs are income qualified, others aren't. So it really isn't a case. Every person that calls SEND asking about help with housing, it's really a case-by-case basis, because once again, some are income qualified, some aren't. But so much of what we do is really dictated by local leaders. For example, SEND is currently working with Milligan in Fillmore County on a housing program for new construction, and without Eric Milton and the Village Board's leadership, this thing would not have gotten off the ground. We provide as much assistance to housing as we possibly can, and we're always looking for ways to expand that, because we know there's always a need that someone's not quite addressing.
Tom talks about CDBG projects that impact local communities and the ones currently underway.
Community Development Block Grant, or CDBG, is a federal grant program used to help low- and middle-income communities address larger ongoing needs that cannot be fixed without some financial assistance. So this program can truly make a difference in small towns. The types of projects vary from state to state and from year to year, but we have helped towns with new fire halls, fire trucks, replacing water lines, adding fire hydrants, repaving streets, repairing sewer lagoons. This one is really important after the 2019 floods. There's a lot of devastation that followed those. We do sidewalks. The list just goes on and on. Current projects include, we're doing a renovation to the historic opera house in Friend. We're adding an elevator there. We've done street improvements in Barnston and water system improvements in Burr, a new fire hall in Claytonia, downtown improvements in Tecumseh. This past year, SEND was really successful in getting 16 CDBG applications funded. There are so many other examples, but it's a truly good program to get federal dollars back into small towns to address bigger issues.
Tom also mentions another exciting concept is purchasing homes for renovation and resale at affordable prices.
We're trying something new this year called a home lift, and home lift is brand new for us. As I said, we know that new construction houses are out of price range for most families. So what we are trying to do is move viable houses off of farmsteads that are not being used and will likely be torn down or burned. And we want to save them and turn them into affordable entry-level housing by moving them into nearby towns. So this is new. We're still working on the details, but we are confident that this will happen this year. The funny thing is, every county commissioner, every county board that I've talked to, they all nod in agreement.
Tom talks about the goals for SEND for the next year.
So our goals for 2026 will be to continue advocating for small towns and rural counties by focusing on programs like CDBG, Economic Development Administration, and the programs that really help them. Right now, there's some questions on whether they will be eliminated in the federal budget, so we're strongly advocating in support of those types of programs that help small-town leaders make tough decisions.
It's easy to get involved or learn more about the programs SEND has to offer.
So listeners can go to our website at www.sendd.org, or they can call me at 402-475-2560.
A big thank you to Tom Bliss for joining me today in what SEND does across Southeast Nebraska. If you would like to listen to this conversation again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.